Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Allege is going to be the key word here today, because while we certainly have some questionable and mysterious images and videos on this list, we're not here to convince you one way or the other on if they're real or not. Today, we're looking at stories about aliens that have captured all of our imaginations, and for good reason, because they're creepy. So here are five viral videos and photos of alleged alien creatures. Number 5, the bizarre alien embryo. From the town of Merrickville, a suburb of Sydney, Australia, comes a short video that went viral back in March of 2022, because in it showed a creature that had many people wondering what in the actual heck it was. To this day, that question has still never been officially answered. Early that Wednesday morning, local resident Harry Hayes was out for a nice jog when something weird caught his eye. He stopped to check it out, lying there on the damp concrete. Slimy creature, barely moving, was just staring up at him with its beady black eye. It almost looked like a tiny octopus of some sort, but not fully formed yet. Perhaps it might have even been an embryo. Without hesitation, Harry did what any modern man would do. He reached for his phone, capturing the moment on a video that would soon ignite a frenzy of speculation and debate. He moves this creature gently with the tip of a stick, trying to see if it will respond in some way, but it really doesn't, though it does appear to be alive. He then wrote in his Instagram post, "Found this on the road, WTF is it?" A simple and very honest question. While the responses flooded in, a mix of curiosity, concern, and outright disbelief. "Wait, do we know what it is?" one person asked, voicing the collective uncertainty that had taken hold. Was it alive? Another pondered, hinting at the deeper existential questions that lay beneath. And then there were those who could only articulate their astonishment in the most succinct of ways, WTF. Sydney had recently been dealing with the aftermath of massive rains and floods, so it was a thought that whatever this was had come from a nearby river that overflowed. Yet Harry was adamant the creature was not found in any flooded area, just on a regular street in Merrickville. Harry replied to everyone who was seeking answers to this mystery, "My gut says it's some kind of embryo, but with COVID, World War III, and the floods, this could very well be an alien." The image of this alien soon caught the attention of Lil Henkin, an Australian influencer who amplified the mystery. Theories were everywhere, a shark embryo, frog of some sort, and otherworldly visitor. Each speculation was more fantastical than the last. And even the scientific community was at a loss. Biologist Ellie Elisa, confronted with the image, found herself at a crossroads of confusion and curiosity. She said, "What in the what is this thing? I thought possum, glider embryo, but I have no context or scale, and none of my peers can agree." Her words encapsulating the collective bewilderment that had ensnared not only Sydney, but now people all around the world. The Merrickville mystery, as it has since come to be known, remains exactly that, a mystery. Chances are there is a legitimate and plausible explanation as to what this thing is, but at the same time, maybe there just isn't. Number 4, Freaky Creature. And this one went viral a couple years ago in the summer of 2021. It's a scary one that shows a human-like figure creeping along a road in Harhan's India, only it's just not quite human. Something's off. While there are many faked videos that are similar in this style, the reactions from those witnessing and filming it, and the creature's movements themselves, make this one feel very real, and it has the internet divided. The video is from a couple of guys who were riding their mopeds at night when they came across the strange sight. They had apparently passed the figure first before returning to get a second look. One of the men begins filming as they light up the creature with their headlights, and you can hear them talking amongst themselves, questioning what it is they're seeing, and at that point, the figure stops and turns around to look at them before facing forward again and calmly walking ahead. The video quickly became a viral sensation with news outlets picking up on it, and everyone seemed to have their theories. Some claimed it was a ghost or spirit of some sort, but it does appear to be physically real as its feet hit the dirt beneath it. And so, the most popular theory then suggested that this had to be some sort of alien creature. The social media buzzed with the theories. NASA was tagged by several people to take a look at it and provide answers. And some claimed to have even spotted what they believed to be a UFO lurking in the distance within the clip, though that's much harder to see. As it turns out, though, beneath the surface of all the supernatural and alien talks, a far more earthly story would reveal the truth. Local outlet Jandut News peeled back the layers of the mystery through an interview that would ground all the soaring speculations. The figure, shrouded in darkness and mystery, was revealed to simply be a woman. A naked woman, but a regular person nonetheless. This revelation came from Deepak and his friend, the very individuals who captured the footage that set the online world ablaze. Returning from a funeral, the sight of her walking alone at night had startled them. Why she was out there like that was a big question mark that still remains. And while it was certainly strange, there's weirder things out there in the world for sure. But this would certainly help explain why it all felt so real. The video, as it turns out, was not staged, but just a very weird encounter. The video got sensationalized because no matter what it was that was actually out there on the dark road that night, everybody who watches the video can agree that it's a disconcerting and creepy clip. And then again, if it were actually an alien, wouldn't it be just like those in charge to tell us it was nothing more than a regular human being? Number 3, the Roswell Revelation Photo. On Cinco de Mayo in 2015, almost 7,000 people attended an event that would change not just their worlds, but every single person's on Earth, and it did not disappoint. The Be Witness convention was unveiling a never-before-seen image, one that had passed all the tests and scrutiny from experts, of a deceased alien from the world-famous 1947 Roswell, New Mexico crash site. The story of how these photographs came to be discovered started 17 years earlier in the dusty attic of a home in Sedona, Arizona. A man named Joseph Beeson had a sister who had been hired to clear out that home of its belongings. The elderly woman who lived there had passed away and had no relatives to give anything to. And so she performed her work, but found one box up there that she quickly looked through that contained a bunch of old slides. She couldn't bring herself to throw them away, so she just took them home, put them in a closet, and forgot about them. 14 years later, she finally decided to check them out and projected them onto her wall, and sure enough, there were pieces of history in there. Photos of Hollywood royalties like Bing Crosby and Clark Gable, and even one of the lady of the house with Dwight D. Eisenhower. But buried deep in the box, hidden and wrapped in parchment paper, were two slides sitting on their own. Joseph showed his friend Adam Dew, who couldn't believe his eyes. It was what looked to be an actual dead alien body, preserved in place behind glass. Now, Roswell wasn't too far away from Arizona, and given that this lady had rubbed elbows with some prominent figures, including the President of the United States, it seemed plausible that perhaps at some point in time, somehow, she was able to get access to a secretive place that housed the crash site remnants from the New Mexico UFO incident. They took their alien slides to professors and color experts, who all said they were authentic. They also seek to clarify the slightly blurry images. And Kodak themselves got a hold of them and verified that they had been taken sometime between 1945 and 1950. A professor from the University of Toronto, Richard Doble, noticed the figure had half the amount of ribs that a human does and no collarbone. So Dew and Beeson were getting attention as word began to spread about what they had, and people were very eager to see these slides. The two men wanted to debut the photos and possibly make a documentary or TV show about their findings. That's when they got a hold of an investigative journalist out of Mexico who agreed with them. They then came up with the idea for their big convention extravaganza, selling tickets for between $20 and $85 a pop. After several years of their research, they were ready to show the world. After the big revelation, a person from the audience examined the image themselves using de-blurring software available to anyone. In the corner of the photo had been a white plaque that was always too bright to decipher. But now it was clear, and it read, "Mummified body of 2-year-old boy." At the time of the burial, the body was clothed in a cotton shirt. Burial wrappings consisted of these small cotton blankets, loaned by Mr. Unreadable, San Francisco, California. And Dew and Beeson were dumbfounded that after all their time working on examining the photos, that in just a day, a person was able to clearly see what the sign said. Government records show that the body had been found in 1896 near a series of caves in Arizona where Native Americans lived. And so just like that, the big buildup died. These two men were so focused on this image being an authentic alien that they steered their own investigation in a way that suited what they wanted the outcome to be. Number 2, the pale entity. In the summer of 2002, the unassuming town of Moorhead, Kentucky was thrust into the national spotlight over a chilling 33-second-long piece of security camera footage. The camera itself was fixed in the yard of a local resident. The yard you can see on the left side of the frame and the driveway is on the right. What it captured was a figure so bizarre and so out of place that it made the rounds on social media. Because this was no ordinary intruder whatsoever, it didn't even look human. The figure, pale, lanky, and with a hunched posture, moved with a deliberate caution that was almost predatory. Its approach towards the owner's cars looked calculated. What makes this footage stand out is not just the eerie presence of this unidentified being, but the clarity with which it was captured. And as the person recording the playback narrates, you can see his face clearly. The video, uploaded to Twitter, quickly escalated from a local curiosity to a viral sensation, massing over 600,000 views and sparking a bunch of mixed reactions. The caption, "Here's the video of the pale creature caught on a security camera near Moorhead, Kentucky," was a simple sentence that was enough to open the floodgates of speculation, debate, and investigation. While it doesn't appear to be CGI of any sort, it could certainly be a hoax. One commenter said, "I feel like this looks like a person in a bodysuit." And this comment, while grounding, opened up the floor for a broader debate on the nature of the footage. Was it a clever hoax or evidence of something else? Of course, many users said this was clearly an alien, and they pointed out that it looked injured the way it moved across the screen. That may be a crash landing, sent this survivor on a journey to save itself, at which point it got caught on camera. Number 1. Tale of a Fallen Visitor. This video is perhaps the most famous on our list today, and it's an oldie but a goodie. Entitled Dead Alien Found in UFO Hotspot in Russia, when it debuted in 2011, it had everyone watching it in disbelief because it was so real and authentic. Even today, some people still point to it as proof that aliens exist and have been here on our planet. The footage came from Irkutsk in Russia, which was known among the locals and UFO enthusiasts as being a big hotspot for UFO sightings. In it, shows two Russian men out in the middle of the frozen tundra, seemingly stumbling upon an amazing find. It's unmistakably an alien, and looks to be around 2 to 3 feet tall with a large head and big eyes. Its skin looks discolored, which adds to the effect that it had frozen out there. The most convincing part is a leg that appears to have been severed. There's even a trench the men follow that leads up to the being, which suggests that a crash landing occurred. The pinned comment on the video, which has been seen by millions, stated, "Your government is lying to you about UFO and alien visitation." And so, all of that put together created a very freaky video, which is why it spread so fast. But is it real? Well, probably not. When you really dissect it, it feels like it's almost some test footage for these guys to show someone after having sculpted the creature. And the video starts with an establishing shot, a technique as old as cinema itself, as a means to grab the viewer's attention and show that, yes, we are in the middle of nowhere. The man in front of the camera seems like he could care less about the alien, his back turned to it, which, even if he had already given it a good look over, you'd have a bit more excitement about an actual alien being in front of you. As the camera pans, it also reveals a trash bag, likely what the filmmakers used to transport the alien and any other makeup effects they may have added. There's a trench that leads up to the alien, which would suggest a downed craft, perhaps, but there is no craft. And if not a craft, then it suggests the alien itself flew in there, which doesn't really seem to add up. On top of that, the man behind the camera can be heard laughing at one point, which doesn't seem to exactly jive with the gravity of their supposed discovery. On top of all of this, there is no follow-up video or information about what happened to this alien, which is the biggest red flag of all. Surely they would have collected it and it would have been studied, but perhaps the government got a hold of it and has kept that information under wraps. It seems to me like this was all in good fun, and these Russians were just playing around and they decided to post their video up to YouTube without having any idea that it would actually get so much attention. Then again, I'm just giving my opinion here, and I could be wrong. Maybe this is an actual alien being over in Russia. So there were 5 viral videos and photos of alleged alien creatures. I'm Andrew, and I want to thank you for tuning in. If you like listening to us and want to get additional exclusive podcast episodes each and every week sent your way, go check us out on Patreon, where now you can get the audio exclusive versions for just 75 cents per episode. It's free to check out, so go down to the link below. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you guys in the next one.